Hey guys, welcome to the Roy City High School podcast presented by Chrome Squad. Today we're going to be discussing Halloween and homecoming. So stick around to hear about our favorite Halloween memories, spooky stories, and the upcoming homecoming week. So we're going to start with a little bit of like the backstory of Halloween because I think it's kind of weird and Shelby's going to tell it a funny way. So let's go, Shelby, let's hear it.
Okay, so Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. These Celts lived 2,000 years ago and they would celebrate their new year on November 1st. And this month to them marked like, or it stood for human death. And so it was very common for like people to die during this time of the year. And then on October 31st, they celebrated this thing called Samhain. And it was when it was believed that the ghost of the dead returned to the earth. And so these people would celebrate this event by making a huge bonfire, and then they would burn dead animals, or they would sacrifice animals, and then they would burn dead crops. And during this celebration, they wore costumes, which was like animal heads and animal skins. And then that's where the costumes came from Halloween.
It's a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense. So now, let's all talk about a spooky story or the scariest thing that's like ever happened to you. So we're gonna go around and we're gonna let Sid go first. So
nothing really like legitimately scary has happened to me that I can think of, but like, oh, I remember when I was little, I used to have these like reoccurring dreams, like the same dream. And it was in my room, and I have a window in my room that's like on the side of my house, but I'm like on the second story. So I'd always think these two people, a female and a male, would climb up like from the ground into my window, open my window somehow, and kidnap me.
Oh.
And none of my family would know because—
Honestly, I feel like that's something that's definitely happened.
Bro, we like have the same dream.
Yeah, have you seen Rapunzel?
My biggest fear is being kidnapped. Like,
okay.
Yeah,
that's
really
valid.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Allie? Scariest things ever happened to you?
I don't know. I kind of feel the same. I would always have this reoccurring dream as a kid that my brother would come home and he went to Home Depot and he got this skeleton. Why there's a skeleton at Home Depot, I don't know, but he got it. And so he brings it home and they're like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing ever. And I get in there and I'm like, okay, whatever. And then the skeleton starts moving, right? Okay. And so he gets up on the bed and he picks me up and they're like, oh my gosh, it like is alive. And I was like, wait, guys, this is not okay. And it throws me out the window. Like literally, it would swing me around and throw me out the window. I would wake up and I'd freak out. I would freak out and I'd go to my mom and I'd literally go back to bed and throw me out the window over and over. It was like a game where you just die and you come back and so I'd like get thrown out the window and all of a sudden I'm in the hallway again and I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? They're like, we got the skeleton from Home Depot.
He's so funny. Chucked out the window.
So now everyone knows I had really strange nightmares and they think I'm even weirder. So here we are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so mine's a little bit different. Mine has nothing to do with the dream, and it kind of doesn't have anything to do with Halloween either, but it's really a freaky thing. So not long ago, actually probably about a month ago, it was my last day at my aunt's house at the beach, and it was super windy, and it had been raining, which is really rare there, and the ocean was like super intense. Like, there was a lot of waves, they were crashing really hard, and we saw this like thing that was way out in the water floating, and for some reason we wanted to know what it was so bad. Like, we didn't know if it was a tree or a boat or what, but we wanted to know what it was. So me and my friend Hannah decided that we were going to get a paddleboard and paddle all the way out there to see what it was. Well, it was way farther out than we thought it was, but once we got like halfway there, we were like, okay, we're going to keep going. And the whole time we were paddling out, we had been taking turns paddling, you know, when the other one got tired or whatever. So I was just sitting there talking to her about something random, and all of a sudden, she starts like turning the paddleboard around really fast, and I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, shark, 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 shark. And I literally turned my head, and all I see is this like at least 5-foot shark body with a fin, and he's just like coming straight in the direction of the paddleboard. And I was like, oh, my heart has never beat so fast in my life. But I knew in the moment that I needed to be calm because she was the one with the paddle and that if we were gonna get out of there, it had to be her doing, and I didn't need her to freak out. And I thought she had said to me, jump off the thing. And I was like, no, don't jump off the paddleboard. Stay on the paddleboard. I was like, keep paddling, it's okay, just breathe, we're fine. Just keep going, just keep going. So we kept paddling, and honestly, sharks aren't gonna mess with you. They're just, you know, they just were curious as to what was going on or whatever. But we finally got up, and like, we got lucky because there was a wave behind us that kind of caught us and took us in or whatever. But oh, it was literally like I was in Jaws or something. It was so creepy.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I mean, I'm not naive to the fact that there's sharks around me when I'm in the ocean or whatever, but that was the closest I've ever seen one, and it was coming straight in our direction, and it was just like the water was super dark and there was waves everywhere, and we were out in the middle of the ocean and nobody was around, and there's this random thing floating in the water we're trying to get to, and I just see this shark fin coming straight at me, and it was a really scary time, and I definitely had some nightmares about it afterwards, but remember any of them.
Imagine being able to like be calm and sensible and that kind of situation.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I kept my stuff together, because if I would have been by myself, I probably would have jumped off the thing and got in there or something. All right, Shelby, let's go.
All right, mine actually happened last night. So I went to bed.
It knew you needed this story for the podcast.
I know, kind of weird. I've been having a lot of nightmares recently, which is like fine, you know. Anyways, I have this like very huge fear of like dolls. Like I hate dolls. Even though when I was little, I had an American Girl doll, right? And so in my dream, I'm like going up the stairs to my room with my friend and we're talking, and then we get into my room and there's an American Girl doll sitting on my desk, and we're like, that's kind of weird. Like, shouldn't it be like in a container up in my closet? And so we like walk up to the doll and it starts moving, and we're like screaming and freaking out. And then I go and pick up my phone for some reason, and I was trying to record it talking. And as soon as I press the record button, the doll just stops moving. And so I was like, we were still screaming and freaking out. And then I woke up and I'm laying in my bed and I'm like kind of freaked out from the dream I just had. And I hear this beeping noise somewhere in my room. And I was so scared to move because I thought if I like went and figured out where the beeping was coming from, I was gonna get like murdered by a doll. And I literally just stayed frozen in my bed and I was like, don't go to the blinking noise. But
the blinking noise.
I mean, the beeping noise. And basically the beeping noise we figured out this morning is my fire alarm thing. Smoke detector, that's what it's called, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And my room needed a new battery, and so it had to let me know in the middle of night after I had a nightmare that it needed a new battery. And it's still beeping.
Oh.
Right now, because no one has decided to fix it for me. So.
Wait, it's still beeping?
Yeah, like I got home from practice today and I hear that annoying little beep noise every 5 seconds.
Wow, that
I would move out.
That's just so annoying. That sound has always been like kind of creepy though. Like, every time that's ever happened, I've been like,
just like causes panic.
Yeah, for sure.
I got out of my room really quick because it irritates me so much.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like the next thing we should discuss is our favorite Halloween costume we've ever had. Now, I would like to have a side note and say that Sydney has apparently never dressed up for Halloween. So she's just gonna, you know, we're gonna, yeah. Sydney, if you had to have a Halloween costume right now, what would it be? Like for this year, what would you pick?
It's a lot of pressure.
This year, I don't know, but like, I've seen some people who are dressing up as Oompa Loompas, and I think that's a pretty good idea.
Okay. Oompa Loompa. Honestly, I think that's gonna be funny, bro. That's funny.
Yeah, you should do the dance that they do. Oompa.
Oh, choreograph.
My most iconic Halloween costume ever. Oh. It probably wasn't my best one. I've definitely had better ones. But from the age of like 8 to 11, maybe like 7 to 10. For those 3 years, I was Hermione from Harry Potter 3 years in a row. And the thing about it was every year it was a different Hermione costume. It was never the same one. And every year I did my hair some different way, and every year I just looked stupider and stupider. But like the first year I was Hermione and my brother was Buzz Lightyear. The second year I was Hermione and my brother was Mario from Mario and Luigi, and I ended up being Luigi that same night, half the night too. And the third year I was Hermione and my brother was, oh gosh, oh, my brother was a boxer. So we look kind of stupid because it's just me and my brother walking around, and I'm Hermione with my Hogwarts gear on and my Gryffindor scarf and my wand, and here's my brother being all these random things. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I think that's a pretty iconic one, only because I insisted on being the same thing 3 years in a row, but it was never the same. It's always different.
That's funny.
What about you, Allie?
So, yeah, my family wasn't super into Halloween. I've never been in, like, super into dressing up. Like, I don't know, I was like a scarecrow one time and like a volleyball player because I played volleyball and I had the costume, and like a princess because we had the dress-up clothes. Like, it was never like a big ordeal. But one year, we got a little bit creative. I put on my purple jacket and tied some balloons to me, and I was grapes. So, you know, that makes sense.
How old were you in this?
Oh, I don't know, probably like 8 or 7 or something.
That's funny.
And so my sister was an eyeball.
Oh!
We stuffed her with pillows and drew a creepy eye on her shirt, and my brother was dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry?
Yeah, he was in a basket and had clothes all around him. It was an interesting year for costumes.
That's really creative.
Really good, yeah.
That's one way to put it.
Honestly,
but yeah.
I'm not surprised though, y'all are all creative, so it makes sense.
The best part of it was popping the balloons afterwards, so.
Oh yeah, I would like that.
Anyways.
What about you, Shelby?
Mine is kind of boring compared to y'all, but it was, the idea of it was cool to me when I was 9. I was like a zombie princess, because, and let me tell you, if I could show y'all a picture of it, I looked like crazy.
Guys, I've seen the picture.
You have?
Yes. I remember we found it on your mom's Facebook.
Ow, I just smacked my...
The makeup was iconic.
The makeup was something else. I had like white face paint stuff all over my face, and then it was like black around my eyes and like red lipstick, and then I had blood dripping down my face, and I had this tiara in my hair, and my hair was like green and like super frizzy looking. It was crazy.
All right, so our next topic today is going to be, we're going to talk about our favorite candy in movies. So we'll start with Grace. Just say your favorite like candy. It doesn't have to be like Halloween candy. I mean, it can be, but.
So, okay, this is a two-part question, because when I was little, I always loved getting like anything that was like sour. And I would always sort my candy between chocolate stuff and sour stuff. And we would put it in two different buckets in the pantry, not sure why. But anyways, I was always a fan of the sour stuff. But now, like if I went trick-or-treating right now, my main two things I would want would be Kit Kats and Sour Patch Watermelons. So, and my favorite Halloween movie, it's not really a Halloween movie, but it's a scary movie, and it's Saw 4, and I watched it when I was 7 with my dad, and I cried for like 3 days, but it was really good. It was a really good movie.
I watched one of the newer ones.
They're so weird, though. They're so weird.
Yeah. Oh, dang. Yeah, no, I don't do horror movies. That's not my kind of thing. Like, at all. Like, okay, I guess we'll just call it my favorite movie for Halloween. I mean, like, Halloween Town was kind of a jam as a kid. But,
I feel like I know what that is. I just can't think of it.
I don't know.
The grandma.
Yeah, and like... I don't even know. Context. I think I get all of them mixed up. Like, there's that one with the twins and they have the necklaces.
I love that movie.
What is it? Twitches.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So there's like a couple that I like sort of grew up on, but like, anyways.
No. You know, the Halloween movie is the Scooby-Doo Halloween movie. There's nothing better.
I don't remember.
Aren't they like all Halloween?
Yeah, Scooby-Doo is like literally
okay,
Halloween.
Okay.
Always creepy.
But then one movie is specifically good.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. But when I was like, probably about 7 too. My dad, turns on the TV, he knows Spanish, and so sometimes he'll watch Spanish shows and I'm like just kind of chilling there, not knowing what's going on. So he turns on Gremlins in Spanish. Your girl still got scared and had nightmares for like 3 months.
Oh my goodness.
It was in Spanish. I had no idea what was going on. So yeah, that's like my tolerance for scary movies.
Okay. What about you, Sid? Your favorite? I know you're not a Halloween person, but you can still answer the question.
I've never like seen a Halloween movie or like a scary movie in general. But I have seen some Halloween episodes on some Disney Channel shows.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What was that one show? Oh my god, like Ant Farm or something?
Yeah.
In China and McClane, that Tonight All the Monsters.
Oh my gosh.
That was so good. We can't get through a podcast without Shelby singing.
Yeah, literally, like that was the commercial, like at least twice every commercial break.
At the time, I was like, okay, this is getting old. Come on, play something new. But now I'm like, I miss that.
See, I think that was more y'all's year than my year. I don't really know.
You're 1 year older than
right,
Miss
but
Grace.
I only watch Nickelodeon.
Disney's way better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never watched it. I watched, like, this off topic. Back on track here.
Cindy, what's your favorite candy?
Oh, favorite candy?
Question.
It kind of just, like, rotates. Yeah. Between a bunch of different stuff, but like if it was just like in general, it would probably be Snickers. That's just like probably the first thing
that's
I would
like
go for.
Classic.
But I mean, I really don't. It's just like random, at random times. I'm just like, oh, I want this right now.
Right, right. Yeah.
Slim or Shelby?
My favorite candy is either Reese's, like Reese's cups, or Sour Patch Watermelon Kids.
Sour Patch Watermelon Kids. Watermelon Kids.
Whatever, you know what I mean.
Why does it sound like really weird? Watermelon Kids, but then Sour Patch Kids, it's like fine. Like I feel like
because I have sure watermelon flavor.
If the watermelons were shaped like kids,
watermelon
maybe,
sugar.
Yeah.
Okay. Have we all gone over ours?
I didn't say my favorite movie.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Goodness. Okay. The only one I can think of because I watched it recently is It. And It too. Pretty good.
It's like, I get nightmares from that.
Okay, it's actually not that scary, but it's like, I don't know, it's kind of funny. It's really funny to me.
Okay, so now we're gonna talk about homecoming week. So homecoming week got pushed back another week, so it is November 2nd through the 6th, the first week in November. So our little like homecoming day thing is on Wednesday, which is the 4th. And we're having a food truck, In-N-Out food truck, a pep rally, and a bonfire, and a photo booth. Lots
photo
of fun.
Booth.
Oh,
that's what it says on here, so.
Yeah.
See, before this, I probably would have never gone to the bonfire, but maybe I'll go this year.
Yeah, I don't even think I can go because I have practice for my club team on Wednesdays.
Oh, we probably end up having a game or something.
And
we
the
have
next,
a game? Sorry.
Yeah, and the next morning we take the PSAT, so.
Shoot, that's wait.
Wait, never mind, because it got pushed back a week.
It did?
Never mind.
I'm thinking like, not the PSAT.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. But like, this is all assuming that like all the activities could stay. So hopefully Stuco can work magic, but we really appreciate Stuco. They're killing it. Okay.
Yes we do. And now for the dress-up days. So the dress-up days is Monday is Famous Meme Day.
Oh.
So y'all got any ideas? Cause well, I guess only Shelby goes on school Monday.
Yeah, Grace, I don't go to school anymore, y'all.
What's a meme you like? Huh? I know, like an easy one is that like Arthur Fist meme or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Like I've seen that.
What's Tuesday, Sid?
Tuesday is Favorite Character Day.
Oh.
And favorite,
I never know what to do with that.
I feel like that's kind of. Yeah, I don't really have any current ideas, but I do like character day, especially like group characters. I like to get a group.
Yeah,
Okay, when I dress up for this stuff halfway through the day, I'm like, I feel so stupid.
Yeah, that always happens to me.
Sometimes I'm like, man, I'm popping off. This is so fun. And then I'm like, wait, I need to go home.
Yeah, and then you get there and like no one else is dressed up. So like, just like,
That's why everyone needs to dress up. Please.
Next year when we all go to school on the same days, hopefully again, we should have like a podcast dress of the day. On homecoming week or something.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday is Jumanji Safari Day.
That one confuses me.
Get out of here. It's basically just like you're on a safari, so like your binoculars and your fun hat.
Yeah, which is basically the same thing as also like tourist day.
Y'all,
yeah.
The same thing. I have a blow up tube that has an elephant head on it.
Where is?
Oh, what?
I'm not going to
school. Oh yeah, that's lame. You should go to school.
Just that has an elephant head on it.
Blow up tube.
You can just like get in it and wear an elephant the whole day.
Wait, I'm confused. What do you
it's
mean,
a bodysuit?
No, it's like a pool float, but it's a tube with an elephant head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about. That might be a little hard to sit in.
It's
or...
not that big, it's just a mini one.
No.
Okay, fine.
I like the effort, but.
We can blow it up and put it in the chrono.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's the next day, Sid?
Thursday is Decades Day.
Ooh. I love Decades Day.
I've always liked that one.
I'm not gonna be at school on that day either. Yes. I'm gonna dress up for all my classes.
Turn on your camera for the first time all year and be like, yes, thank you.
And then Friday, which no one really goes to school on Friday, but it's just like spirit day, like cocoa shirts, school spirit, and moms wear them to the game.
Yeah.
Also when we're doing like freshman face masks, sophomore sleeves, junior jeans, and senior overalls.
Yeah, so everyone, this weekend and next, get decorating because got some school spirit going.
Yeah, so freshmen are supposed to have face masks. Sophomores are supposed to have
jean jackets.
Sophomore sleeves.
Sophomore sleeves, yep. Juniors supposed to have jeans. You know, you have to make your junior jeans, and seniors have overalls.
The game is on Friday
at
7:30 versus Forney.
Gotta beat the Jackrabbits.
Go Bulldogs!
That's always the thing. Beat the Jackrabbits.
Or no, it's like punting. They did that last year.
Honestly, imagine being Forney and your mascot being a Jackrabbit.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road. Oh!
That was a good joke.
Okay.
I hope you guys are excited for homecoming. Get your spirit roar ready. Hopefully we can get these activities still going even though it got pushed back. And make sure you get your tickets to the game online and have a good Halloween. And we hope to see you guys soon. Okay, bye.
Bye.